Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews-Acome. So let's get started.
All right. Hey, hey. Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to the Side Hustle Pro Show. It's Nikayla here. And today, in the guest chair, we are back with another top five favorite guests of Side Hustle Pro. We're doing an update episode with Zakiya Blaine of FBF Body. So the last time we spoke was in 2019, and it was episode 150. If you haven't listened to it, you need to go back. And we talked about your journey from working in banking, teaching, having to leave due to a brain disorder, starting FBF Fitness as a challenge, and then eventually expanding into FBF Body with shapewear and just it taking on a life of its own. Yes. So tell us, it's been 2 years since we
began.
I see so much more is going on, so I'm going to let you take it from here and update us on who is Zakiya and what do you do right now in your business.
So hi everybody, thank you Nikayla for having me back. It's always fun to sit down and talk to you, and I can't believe it's been 2 years. Let's start off with that.
Yes. Because
it seems like last year was kind of just like a whirlwind for everybody,
right?
And so FBF Body is still doing its thing. It's still FBF Bodying as like now, right? But it has become so much bigger than I could have ever imagined. And we're just like at the tip of the iceberg for me. You know, I've been saying lately that God can turn your life into something that you could have never dreamed, because I could have never dreamed where my life is right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we started with our fitness challenge, and then we pivoted into apparel. Oh man, that was really just an aha. When we talk about, we'll talk about pivoting, right?
Okay.
So we started with our fitness challenge, and then when my doctor told me I couldn't work out anymore, we pivoted into shapewear, right? And then during the pandemic, when people weren't going outside and really didn't need shapewear, we pivoted into
I didn't even think about that. Like that.
Right. They were, nobody was going outside. So where are you wearing your shapewear to, right? Nowhere, right? You're not going outside, so you're not wearing your shapewear anywhere. So we pivoted to what we call our everyday set, so our athleisure apparel. So everybody was in the house, right?
Yep.
People weren't really wearing clothes. You know, nobody was wearing their jeans during quarantine, right? Yep. Everybody's in the house. They want to be comfortable. They're doing school Zoom. They're doing work Zoom. They're doing all the Zooms and going nowhere. But nobody wants to be uncomfortable, but people still want to be cute, right? Mm-hmm. So we launched our everyday sets. And they were kind of a piggyback off of our FBF leggings, right? Because we had launched our FBF leggings kind of around the end of 2019. And in 2020, early 2020, we launched our everyday set. And our everyday set literally like took off during quarantine. Everybody wanted it. It's comfortable. It's cute. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. And it's just taken on a life of its own. So, you know, in February, we were featured on The View with our leggings.
Congrats.
Thank you. We did Essence, Entrepreneurial Fest, their first inaugural one. And yeah, it's just been, and then, you know, even during quarantine, like we couldn't do photo shoots or anything like that. So we literally had to market our business from a different standpoint. And that's when we... really, you know, took advantage of social media. But yeah, we got a lot of things coming up. I'm actually getting prepared for Essence today, for this weekend, going down to New Orleans and doing some panels down there. So yeah, it's just been amazing.
Well, I've been watching from the sidelines, like, whoa, they got that now? They got this now? How are they doing all this? And, you know, it's funny, I was re-listening to your first episode, again, 150, y'all. And at that time, you were talking about, okay, we're getting ready to get into workout sets. So that was like on the horizon, something you were working on. What was that process like of figuring out it's time to scale, it's time to expand what FBF offers? You know, how do you determine what makes sense and how do you pace yourself for the rollout so that you're not stuck with a lot of inventory that people don't want?
Well, for me, the workout sets were inevitable, right? Because we started FBF Fitness. So we already had leggings, we already had some sort of workout apparel at some point in time, whether we started originally with t-shirts, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go more the avenue of a Nike, a Lululemon, you know, whereas though we could offer exceptional quality apparel to women of all sizes. That was very important to me. So it wasn't something that was just, oh, out of the blue, now we're going to do sets. It was just like, it wasn't the time, you know? I had always wanted to do it, but when it's the time, it'll present itself to you, right? And before quarantine happened, we had, like I said, we had started with the leggings. And so I knew the leggings were really good. Like, everybody got them, and they were like, Zadies are, like, amazing. They're the best leggings I've ever had. And so it was like, okay, we got something here. The leggings are good. You know, it was important to me that they fit. Well, like I said, they fit women from a size, you know, 2 to a size 22. It was important to me that they didn't fall down because as someone who works out, you know, that's one of the qualms that you have with workout apparel, especially if you're a woman of a certain size, it falling down. It was important to me that they weren't see-through. Like, all of these things were important to me. So when I found the material, the fit, and, you know, a lot of people think that you go and you, and especially now where it's like, you can kind of wholesale stuff. It's already done. But for me, it was like, no, I don't like
wholesale. Just in case people don't know, you're talking about when people like find a vendor, manufacturer or something, and like,
yes,
just buy stuff and put their brand name on.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of people wholesale, they'll find a vendor, especially like boutiques and things like that, where they'll find a vendor will say, this is what we have to offer. And, you know, they'll put their brand in it. They'll put their tags in it, whatever the case may be. Yep. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
Plenty of people do it.
Yeah.
But for me, I wanted something that was custom. Not that I wanted it custom, but I wanted to be able to tweak what I didn't feel was right. So, you know, our manufacturer, of course, they sent me blank samples. Like, okay, here's what we can do for you, right?
Okay.
But I was like, okay, well, this needs to be a little bit longer. You know, the inseam here needs to be a little bit shorter. This, you know, so then I got to tweak everything to my specifications.
Yep.
So there's nobody else out there that can be like, oh, they have an FBF everyday set. No, they don't.
Yeah, you're not going to find it on Amazon.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. Like when I first saw, you know, like the assumption in my head is like, oh, okay, she's getting into wholesale. And not necessarily you, but like when, because there's so many people popping up with fitness lines, you automatically right. assume. But when I started seeing your line and your designs, I'm like, oh no, oh no, this is a line. This is a brand. This is
right.
some pieces. Right. And then right. I was like so impressed.
We have our own sublimation print, you know, with FBF all over it. That you can't go get that anywhere else. Like that is custom made, you know.
Yeah.
I send them my manufacturer like what I want. And, you know, we've seen a bunch of Facebook ads popping up recently and they're stealing my videos. And I'm just like, hey, guys, if you buy this, you're not getting an FBF. Like, I'm just letting you know they're exactly. using my videos, but you're not going to get an FBF set.
Yeah, so talk about that. Like, people will steal videos, and it's one of the things I was hesitant about in doing, like, YouTube. I wanted to do, like, hair reviews. People will take your video and then link to a product, and people are going to get catfished. They're not going to get what they see because it's your video. It's your brand.
Right. Absolutely.
That's so frustrating.
It is frustrating, and the funny part about it is it really doesn't matter what you do to prevent them from stealing it. They will steal it anyway. You know, like even in my video, I say this set is from FBF Body and they're still using it and running sponsored ads on Facebook, but I'm getting the business because literally all of, you know, we call the Snatch Squad, all of my FBF folks, they're like, Zah, they're all in the comments like, this ain't FBF. This ain't FBF. If you want the real thing, go to FBFbody.com. So it's like, you're running sponsored ads, but I'm really getting the money because people are finding the real website and they're actually coming over to me and purchasing it because they're, you know, my people are telling them it's fraud. Don't go there. There's where you want to go. So, and like I said, in the videos, I'm like FBF Body, but they don't care. They're running sponsored ads with it. So it's really not anything you can do. You know, I've seen businesses watermark and have banners with their business name in the background, and they will still steal the videos. Yeah. It's crazy.
But what matters is that you have a unique quality product. Was that hard to do? I mean, I know you'd already had the shapewear. Were you using the same manufacturer or did you have to go out and find a whole new manufacturer who does athleisure?
Yeah, we had to find a whole new manufacturer that does athleisure. And we've been working with them for about 2 years now since we started our leggings. And so they produce all of our stuff. I'm up at night because they're in China. So, of course, I'm up at night texting them, sending them pictures. Okay, this is what I want. This is the material I want. Because we have like our summer materials a little bit lighter, our fall winter materials a little bit thicker. So, like, even just those things, you know, those little tweaks are like, okay, well, we know in the wintertime you might be outside, you might be doing hiking and stuff like that. So we want you to be, you know, insulated.
Right. So thank you.
You know, even those little things of like, okay, well, we need to put a little bit, another 2 inches in the bust area because, you know, we don't want it to be caught up in your underarms and like trying, you know, when you got that squeeze right there. Yeah. Those little things that people don't know make a difference in how things fit. And so it's been really good. You know, I haven't had any issues. We had 10,000 leggings lost at sea, but you know, we finally got them.
Oh, so, wow. Speaking of that, let's talk about the pandemic and pivoting.
Right.
You know, right. When you mentioned China, I immediately thought like, wow, how was that during like all of the delays with shipping and everything like that? How did your business have to pivot during that time?
Well, for us, the only effect that COVID had as far as like shipping and things of that nature was just it took longer times for things to get produced. Mm-hmm. But because we do drops, it really didn't hurt us, you know? And once I knew what the time frame was, it just made me plan ahead. Okay. It just made me say, okay, I know during the pandemic, it can take 3 to 4 months for these items to be produced. Mm-hmm. So y'all not getting a restock because, you know, once I drop it, then by the next time it can come, we in the next season. So it's kind of like it also made an urgency to buy. Yeah. You know, you mentioned like having excess inventory. But if I'm telling you like, hey, this ain't coming back. Right. Because it's taking 3 to 4 months just for us to make it. This is not, oh, I can run down the street and get a restock. Yeah. No.
How do you handle that as far as knowing when to put the items on sale so that customers aren't waiting 3 to 4 months to get it?
Well, you know, we build anticipation. So I kind of have my business set up in a model where in January, we have my birthday sale, right? And then after January, we kind of do like Valentine's Day. And spring, summer is when we start to release our spring, summer sets. Okay. So in March, December of 2020, I was putting in my order for March of 2021.
Okay.
Because I planned out, okay, this is going to be March, we're going to do this. April, we're going to do this. You know, like I have my whole year planned out. And so because I have my whole year planned out, then I know when I need to be ordering stuff.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now this question, it's for me too, because I am so confused when it comes to just figuring out what item, you know how they always say when you're starting out, so I know some fellow side hustlers feel me on this, like you don't want to have too many SKUs, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And at the same time with something like this, right? Like if you don't buy the inventory, then it might take a while to come. So you're worried about doing pre-orders as well. So what would you advise as far as to know, like how many SKUs to get, down to like how many sizes, you know, like how did you figure out which products you wanted, which size mix you wanted and all of that?
Well, for me, you know, I'm 9 years in business.
Yes.
So I know my customer at this point, right? Mm-hmm. I know what sizes are going to sell. I know what sizes are not going to sell.
Yeah.
And I know what to order, what not to order. But when I was first starting out, you know, I didn't know. So I had to take a chance. And then, you know, 9 years ago, I was doing pre-orders, but nobody never knew it was a pre-order, right?
Okay.
So I never said, hey, I'm pre-order this item. No, it was just like, okay, you can order this item and it's going to ship to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And I've seen that on a website recently. They were telling me like, you'll get this between July and August. I was like, okay.
Right. Because they're doing pre-orders. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it now, especially with, if you don't have a vendor that you can ride your car up to. Right. Because, you know, when we started, we were doing t-shirts. So my vendor, all I had to do was go buy the t-shirts and then get them printed. Right. Okay. It wasn't as if I had to go and get a whole set made from scratch. It was, okay, we're selling t-shirts. They bought 100 t-shirts. I need to go to the t-shirt place, get 100 t-shirts in all the sizes that were selected, and then take them to the printer, get them printed, and then ship them out.
Uh-huh.
That's how easy it was then. But now when you're doing items, you know, I wouldn't suggest pre-orders when you're ordering stuff from China.
Yeah.
Because anything could happen, or you're ordering stuff from, you know, not even overseas, but even in the United States. We've seen packages take 3 months here. So especially now during the pandemic, you know, I always say now, it's like, I'm not taking anybody's money unless I have it at my warehouse. Like, unless it's at my warehouse, I don't want your money, you know? Ooh. And even just recently, like we literally had 10,000 leggings that were lost.
Wow.
For, they were shipped April 22nd and we didn't get them until last week.
Wow.
And UPS tech, they called me and said, well, we can't find it. I said, well, who's giving me my $600,000 back? Because you better find my stuff.
Yeah.
And then they called me right after. It was like, oh, we found it in a trailer in Pennsylvania. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bring me my stuff.
Wow. That's really good to know.
But even with that, the leggings, they won't be released until June. And they were ordered in February. That's the thing. Like, they were ordered in February for June.
Yeah. So at this stage in the game, like, you're making sales, but, like, you're also placing orders seasons in advance. So how do you ensure that you make a profit? Because, you know, sometimes when people think of apparel, it can seem like the margins are so slim. And I know that's not the case for you. Like, how have you made it work?
Yeah. Listen, my margins are not slim at all.
Exactly. Teach me your ways.
Listen, but for me, I guess coming with time and reputation, when you have those things and you have a reputation for providing a quality product, then you can charge whatever you want to charge and people are going to pay it, you know? And that goes from, again, 9 years of business experience. When I first started selling t-shirts, they were $25, right? I wouldn't dare sell a t-shirt for $25 right now.
Really?
There's no profit in it. There's, you know, you're really just making a t-shirt and selling it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we started with a $25 t-shirt and now our highest set is $140 for a set. But again, that comes with reputation, quality. People know that when they buy a pair of leggings from FBF, when they buy shapewear from FBF, when they buy an everyday set from FBF, it is going to be of quality. And even those $25 t-shirts that I sold 9 years ago, people still have them.
Yes.
Because they are of quality.
Right.
So if I can give you quality at $25, why wouldn't the quality at $140 be exceptional?
Mm-hmm.
When I've proven that over and over again, they don't have a problem. My customers mm-hmm. don't have a problem spending their yeah. money on quality products. And I'm talking about not just spending $135. I'm talking about spending $600, $700 on an order because they've purchased not one, but two, but three, but four sets.
Right.
So.
And that's the beauty of when you know and trust a brand and when you have things like sales that, you know, you have one chance to get what you want, like you are going to buy in bulk. And I think that's something that's so smart about what you do with the urgency that you build in. When we spoke back in 2019, you had progressed from, you know, you started out doing monthly drops and, you know, people knew that you were going to ship one time a week. You were shipping on Wednesdays. Then as you built a team out, you were able to do, you know, in three business days. What system have you built in these days? Because I always admired that about you because you were very firm with your boundaries and you knew what to do to make sure that you could reasonably fulfill orders while also making space to breathe for your health and all of the above. Are you still doing that process with monthly drops? Are you still shipping, you know, every three business days? Like, what is it like today?
Well, we are still doing monthly drops. The only thing that has changed with the pandemic is that the shipping time frame has increased. Now, we do allot ourselves 10 business days to ship out during the pandemic, but it normally doesn't take that long. Like, we normally, like, we just had a drop on Friday and a holiday was Monday. Yesterday, we shipped out 1,000 orders. And that was because we worked on the holiday. I have a staff of 7 people now. So, you know, we're working and we're getting the orders out. But during the pandemic, you know, when we couldn't have 7 people in the warehouse and we had to kind of, you know, space out staffing and things like that, because we were open during the whole pandemic. Like, we never shut down. We were open, but we did have to strategically have, you know, okay, only 3 people can work from this time. Only 3 people can work from this time. And then I got COVID in November. And then we had to shut our warehouse down. I had to come and have it sanitized. And nobody ever knew. And this was during Black Friday. It was crazy. I got COVID the week before Black Friday, like November 16th. And that and Black Friday is our biggest shopping day of the year. And I couldn't even go to my warehouse. But we didn't miss a beat. We didn't miss a beat. My staff has been, you know, instrumental in making sure that orders are processed in a timely manner. And I think also now with COVID happening, even though people didn't want to, people knew that everything was kind of delayed. So that did allow us some grace. But, you know, our customers still, they're like, people ordered on Friday, they're getting their stuff today already. And it's literally, we're on the second business day.
So is there an advantage to doing monthly drops versus always having product available on site? If so, like, you know, what is the advantage and why do you do that?
Well, we always have product.
Okay.
So
what are the drops?
Our drops are for new items. So like you can go buy a shaper any day of the week. You can go buy a shaper, you can go buy some waist beads, you can go buy, you know, most things any day of the week. We're open 24/7. But as far as drops, when we release a new set, so like this year, spring, summer 2021, we've released 6 sets so far. So it's been 2 every month since March. And so with that, that just builds anticipation. And, you know, I let my customers pick which patterns they wanted. You know, I had showed them like back in January, like, this is what we have. You know, what do you guys want? So kind of let them pick. And of course, I made the final decision, but just giving them that sneak peek of like, okay, this is what's coming for summer. Mm. I want y'all in an everyday set, literally every day. Like you can wear it. You can have a different one every day and you can mix and match them together.
Yeah. Wait, where did you do that poll? Was that on IG or
email? It was probably like in January somewhere where I put up like the patterns that we had available that,
on you know, Instagram?
On Instagram. Okay. And I let them, you know, which one do you like best? And then once I got the actual sample made and I showed it, they were like, oh my God, I just love it. So like I asked them their opinion on things, but even though I still get the final say, but I do, but that also helps me to determine, you know, what is going to sell, what may not sell. But then sometimes, child, they prove me wrong because I'd be like, well, you said you wanted this and it's not sold out yet, so why? because you was telling a story, because it's not sold out yet, but all y'all said y'all wanted it and you made me go get it, and why is it not sold out? What's the problem here?
And pay for it.
exactly. You made me buy it and pay for it because everybody said they wanted it and now it's here and you ain't, and it's not sold out. I'm like, why is it not sold out? They're like, you right. Let me go buy it. Okay, go buy it because you made me get it. I asked you and you told me, and now it's like when you buy somebody food and they don't eat it. Like you asked me, I asked you what you wanted. Yeah. You said this and it needs to be sold out. So
I love that. I love the relationship that you have with all of us, with your customers. And at the same time, you are very good at letting people know your boundaries, but people don't always follow instructions. So how are you dealing with that today? Like, how are you finding ways to protect your mental health while also being open, sharing in stories? I just don't know how you do it.
Well, for me, I have stepped back a lot from just being accessible. Yeah. You know, my DMs are turned off. Mm-hmm. For everybody. Yeah. My story replies are turned off for everybody that I don't follow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I turn the comments off, and you know, sometimes you just can't, and you know, my block button works very well. You know, it can really, I have very bad anxiety and I talk about this often.
Yeah.
To the point where I've been on medication, am going to be back on medication soon, but I suffer from anxiety and panic disorder. And on top of that, I have a brain disorder. I'm literally disabled. And I think that because people don't see me with a physical ailment, they can't relate to the fact that some of the things that they might be doing, they may see as innocent, but to me, you know, it causes triggers and things. And, I've also survived domestic abuse. So when I tell people not to do something, and whether that could be, you know, sending a DM or whatever the case may be, if I say, hey, guys, respectfully, please don't send me any DMs. You know, if you have a customer service issue, please contact customer service. Like, this is the way to do it. Yeah. But please don't send me DMs, because for me, it's like, as soon as I see a DM, it causes instant anxiety for me, because I don't know what's on the other side of that. Right. And so it could be a beautiful message. Zah, I love you. Thank you so much for the inspiration. All of those things. Or I could open it. I don't know if I can cuss, but it could be like, you know, like it could be somebody like, I hate you and your kids. I'm gonna kill everybody. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You know, because I've had that happen to me. So I had to get to a point where it's like, I'm not even going to subject myself to that. And because I don't know what it is before I open it, even if it is a nice message, as soon as I see it, I'm automatically filled with anxiety.
Yep.
Like, and then also the anxiety to reply because I'm busy, right?
Yeah.
It's like having, when you look at your email box and you got 1,000 emails and you're like, oh my God, I don't even want to look at it. You know, I'm going to just act like it's not here. You know, People do that every day. They don't, I don't even want to tackle my inbox because I already know. It's kind of like the same thing on social media when you have your story replies open and everybody's sending 100% signs on a, you know, on like a picture of your outfit. It's like, do I have to respond to that? Do I? Like, I don't know.
Heart it? Oh no.
Right. Do I have to, can I just heart it or do you want me to say something? So all of that adds to it. And so for me, it's just kind of like, I have had to step away a lot because people perceive me as being mean. Mm-hmm. Because I do have boundaries and because I do stick to them.
Yeah.
And then also because once those boundaries are crossed, I am not a coddler, right? I am not going to make other people feel better at the expense of me not feeling well, right? And I get very straight to the point. So when I'm very straight to the point and like, well, I said, don't do that. And they like, oh, well, she's a B and she's this and she's that. And I'm like, but no, I asked you. You know, I'm like, when I ask politely not to do something.
And it's like, and well, then, why'd you have to say it like that? Well, why?
Because when I asked you nicely, you didn't understand me, you know? So, yeah, I think for a lot of us who have built our platforms on social media, it has become very hard for many of us. And it's not just me, you know, who have experienced it, but it's for many of us because it's like the entitlement that people have that comes with buying a product, you know, well, I spent $145 on your set. So guess what? You owe me everything. You know, you owe me to answer all the questions that I have for you. You owe me. And it's like, I owe you an amazing product, you know, that is of good quality. Don't get me wrong. I love the Snatch Squad, you know, and I appreciate all of my, you know, all of them who they read, they do their
research, they use, follow instructions,
right, they use their resources. I love y'all. You know, like, I love them to no end. I love them. I love them. I love them. I appreciate them so much. But I was just watching something earlier, I guess a black brand, something happened with his bag. And he was just saying, like, I can get 1,000 well wishes, right? 1,000 messages that are, I love you, I love my product. But those, you know, those three that are horrible and are negative, they are the ones that kind of stick with you.
Yeah.
Right. And they're the ones that can affect your mental health and your mental well-being. Cause it's like, dang, I just, you know, I just want everybody to be happy. I just want everybody to love my product. And it's kind of like, well, what did I do to you to make you hate me so much? You get what I'm saying? It's like, why are you so malicious towards me? Because I simply asked for a boundary. So it can be a lot.
It's tough. And I admire all the examples that you've set. You know, it's definitely things that I have considered, like, oh, should I turn off my DMs? And, you know, because sometimes you just want to share and you don't want to get any questions because social media is designed so that those red bubbles, it triggers you. It triggers you to feel like you have to respond, to feel like, you know,
and
you can't
no longer.
You can't have peace until your inbox, you know, that the DM box is clear or the notifications are gone. It's literally psychologically designed that way. So We're not crazy here. This is designed to drive us.
It's designed to keep us on the phone so that they can show us more ads, you know, and we can buy more things and spend more money and question our lives and, you know,
question our accomplishments or what we're
exactly
doing.
Exactly. Be, you know, be in comparison to other people. And then a lot of people don't even know. It's like, I'll post something and I put my phone away. I don't even want, like, I came to do what I came to do.
I will literally delete the app for whole, you know, sometimes just for several days at a time, like, because I just don't want to even have that impulse. And then it's one thing to have the impulse, but when it's not there, like, it dies down and, you know, you forget that impulse to check it. But at least one thing I love about FBF and what you do is that you have always reinforced self-love. You know, I've heard you say, like self-love and loving yourself is the key to everything, because if you don't love yourself, then you just can't do an amazing job at launching a side hustle, at just showing up in the world, like, completely as yourself. And when we touched on this in the first time you were on the show, we talked about the fact that FBF is not for quote unquote big girls. Right. It's not for, you know, people who don't love themselves and are trying to change themselves. It's for people who, okay, you might want to look smoother under your clothes. You know, the first time I ever wore a waist trainer, I was a size 4 and I just wanted to be cinched under it. Right. I just wanted to be smoothed out. And then same way with athleisure, like you want to wear things that make you feel good, not like something that's rolling down on you, making you feel like, oh man, like it's showing this and that. Right. So how do you continue to inspire your audience? You know, how do you continue to drive that message home? I know you're busy and you're thinking about like actual like specifics and logistics half of the time, but the core of you is inspiring people to love themselves. Right. And that's the way I think of you.
Right. And when you were saying that, I was getting emotional because I've literally had people, you know, make posts and talk about how they were self-conscious with their bodies until they got an everyday set. Right. People who, thought that their stomachs were big and then they're like, oh no, but I can put this on. And it makes me feel like when I asked my audience, I said, how does FBF make you feel when you wear it? And, you know, the responses were powerful, snatched, a superhero, you know, like I can do anything. And like, I love myself. And I was just like, this is what you're buying, right? You're not buying just a set.
Nope.
Because when you put this set on, when you put these leggings on, you feel comfortable, you feel secure, right? And you feel like you can do anything. You know, I don't know if you watched the verses with SWV and Escape. And when Coco had on her, you know, when they first came out, she was all dressed, had her heels on or whatever. She had on her FBF shaper. But then when she changed and put on her FBF leggings, her whole mood changed.
Yeah.
And she made a post. She was like, I felt like a superhero. And everybody was tagging me. They were like, because, you know, she shouted us out through the whole verses. And everybody was like, Zai, her whole mood changed when she put those leggings on. I'm like, because she was comfortable. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have those high heels on. Like, she couldn't move around. She was comfortable in her shaper. But when, you know, once you put your leggings on, you're like, oh, I'm comfy, you know?
Yeah.
And I can do what I want to do. Yeah. Exactly. And she was still cute and she performed. And it was like a 360 for me because SWV is my favorite group in life. And to have her literally wearing FBF during the verses and just showing how versatile it is was just like, it was amazing to me. It was something I could have never dreamed of.
And you know what's funny about that story? Like, after the first sis, I actually started following her son on YouTube because he is just like, he's amazing. Yes. He's young, but he is amazing, right? Yes. And he talked about the verses and how actually she had a wardrobe malfunction right before she went on stage. Okay. So she really wasn't comfortable. But then it's so amazing that, you know, when she got into her FBF body, like her leggings, like all of that went away, right? Like, so imagine like, you know, what you want to wear doesn't work out, but then you're able to remember like, oh, I have these and I feel good, you know?
Right.
So I'm so glad that on top of everything happening, like she was able to be brought back to that place. Like, I could be comfortable and cute. So you really did feel like a superhero after the wardrobe malfunction and everything.
Right, exactly. And this is how I continue to inspire because everybody sees me. I wear my own clothes. Like, this is an FBF set, but it never made production. But it's a sample. Again, I wear it every day. And I'm like, I literally wear my own clothing every day. And people see me wear it, you know, to work. People see me wear it out, you know, to events and heels. And, you know, and I show them like, okay, this is not just for, they see me wear it to work out. Right. It's not just for just working out, but I also continue to show real women in everyday situations as well. So, you know, if you follow my stories, you see, I'm constantly reposting people in our community, people who wear FBF, no matter what size they are. Right. Because a lot of people will only post, oh, well, she has to look a certain way. Right. She has to be this standard of beauty. She has to be. And to me, everybody's beautiful. So if you are my customer and you felt good enough in yourself to take a picture and smile and post it, oh, I'm gonna repost it, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I want everybody to see that everybody can look good in FBF. So. Yes.
And that's your secret sauce too. That is one of the first things I noticed about FBF. Like, you literally showing, like, who does that? Who shows us as they roll their shapewear up over their roll? Nobody does that, right?
Right.
And you're right. Like, a photo shoot, those are great. Those are nice. We like to see those. But also every day, like, knowing that you wear that
every day.
Not just exactly. When you are dressed up for a photo shoot. It's amazing.
Right. So, exactly. You want to see it in your everyday life, because then you see how you can incorporate it into your everyday life.
Right. So before we get to the lightning round, I'm just going to say we have seen you go through so many transitions with your brand, and it's been amazing, amazing to watch. And I know that you have some things up your sleeve. What will you tease us today and let us know what's coming next, what you got planned for?
Well, I can't, because everything is like, you can't say nothing.
Okay.
I am excited about the investment group that I've started, that I'm in with my leak, that my leak started.
That. Beautiful.
And asked Mia, Jerry, and Arsha to be the founding members of. I'm super excited about that. We got some big things coming up. Like I said, I'm doing Essence this weekend. So that'll be for in July. I'm on two panels there. Yeah. We got something big coming up in June. Okay. Can't say it, but you know, follow the page. Right.
We'll continue to follow along and see what's going on.
Right. And so just expansion this year. My whole thing, I'm just like, we are expanding. I want FBF to be a household name in athleisure wear, you know, and I want to compete with all the big brands.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And do you still have an exit strategy? Before you were saying, oh, maybe after the 10-year mark,
The 10-year mark is next year, and I'm still, listen, that's why I'm going so hard right now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm still like, okay, 10 years is probably, you know, where it's going to be at, but hopefully this can be something that my children can definitely carry on when I decide to take a step back.
Okay.
So,
all right. So now we're going to get cool beans. So we're going to get into a quick lightning round. You know the deal. You just answer the first thing that comes to mind. I'm always curious to see how people's answers have changed now that I started doing the update episodes. So are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, what is a resource that is helping you in your business right now that you just have to share with us at the Side Hustle Pro audience?
Other people.
Other
networking.
People.
Networking.
How are you like doing that these days during the pandemic?
Networking has been my biggest resource in my business, you know, because I always say people can open doors for you sooner than any degree or any, you know, thing can. So I just feel like every opportunity that I've had has been because, number one, people see me and they pay attention to me. Yeah. But also just, you know, working when you don't think people are looking. Yeah. Because that's when they're noticing you and being genuine. You know, people always like to use the term, in Philly, we use the term Joe. Mm-hmm. And that means that, you know, you're too friendly, right? you're being Joe, right? You're too friendly. You're talking to too many people. Calm down. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be Joe. I'm going to be as Joe as I can be.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Being Joe means everybody knows who I am.
Yep.
Everybody knows FBF because I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to introduce myself. And literally every opportunity that I've had that has been big has been because somebody else has referred me to do it. So biggest resources is relationships.
Yeah.
Relationships with people.
So number two, speaking of relationships, these days, who is a Black woman entrepreneur who you most admire and why?
Can I give you four?
Go ahead, drop the squad, drop it.
1787. But no, really, honestly and truly, Malik, Jerry, Arsha, and Mia. I might cry because I literally had been praying, right? And talking to my therapist, asking for a group of people who could help me, not necessarily help me, but be there in my transition, right? In business, who could relate to where my business was going.
Right.
Now, a lot of times when you have a business and you start a business and you go from having no money to having unlimited resources, having a lot of money, that can be a hard transition for a lot of people. And you need people around you who have been there, who are going there, right? And so when Malik reached out to me, I was like, oh my God, like this is what I've been waiting for. Like I've been waiting for, you know, to sit in a room with people who understood where I was in business, right? And or were farther in business than me. So I could be like, oh, this is possible, right? This is a possibility, because we don't know something is possible until we see other people doing it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I always am transparent with FBF, because it's like, no, I want you to see, like, if you look at me, you shouldn't see envy. You shouldn't be jealous. You should see possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because as someone who was a single mom, had a negative $2.73 in my bank account, house about to be foreclosed on, you know, brain disorder, domestic abuse, anxiety, all these things, and to still be able to stand tall and be a success in business, it is possible. And so those women show me that possibility.
And I just love all of you. I mean, I just love to see it. So this lightning round is not very speedy.
I'm sorry. You know me. Listen, I always say my superpower is
talking. You're trying to make me cry too. So number three. What is a non-negotiable part of your day these days?
Prayer and water.
Yes, I need to get my water up. Then, what is a personal habit and personal trait about you that you think is the reason why you're so successful in business?
I talk too much. Talking is my superpower.
I love it. And finally, what is your parting advice for fellow women entrepreneurs who want to be their own boss, go all in on their business, but are worried about losing a steady paycheck?
It is possible. Don't be, you know, you got to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
But you have to bet on yourself and know when you believe in the possibility.
Yeah.
You can make that dream come true, and God will surprise you and make your life something that you could have never dreamed or imagined, because it is possible.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What a perfect, perfect note to end on. So let the people know again where they can find you online and follow along with your journey. See the amazing things you have coming up.
So, of course, FBF Body on everything, all the socials, FBFBody.com. And yeah, that's it. FBF Body on everything. YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, FBF Body, and FBFBody.com to purchase all things FBF.
And to see all the amazing things that she's got going on. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Zah, for being in the guest chair. There you have it, you guys. The amazing Zakiya Blaine of FBF Body. And I will talk to you all next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.